going to show you a picture this morning. I want you to tell me who the picture is of. Go ahead, you can say it. Grover, right, Grover. Yes, that's a picture of Grover, the Sesame Street Muppet from the children's show of my youth. Some of you may remember Sesame Street when you were a little kid. And I'm not sure if Grover was featured much in later generations, but I have fond memories of him and Sesame Street as a young child. Grover was just one of many monster Muppets on Sesame Street. Think Elmo, Cookie Monster, and others. And he often introduced himself as lovable, furry old Grover. In fact, that was one of the reasons Sesame Street featured Muppet monsters, to make monsters, normally scary, unlovable creatures of children's imaginations, more appealing, lovable even, probably in an effort to help children overcome many childhood fears. So I guess, in an ugly, goofy sort of way, little children could consider him lovable. How about us? Can we be considered lovable? The word lovable is defined as inspiring or deserving love or affection. Does that sound like you? We spend a lot of time trying to be lovable. Valentine's Day was a couple of weeks ago. That's a day where sweethearts get each other cards, flowers, gifts, trying to be lovable, trying to do and say things that will inspire love in their significant other, or in their eyes, deserve their affection. But are we always lovable towards those in our lives, such as parents, family, friends? Do we always do things that are deserving of love? I think if we take a hard look at ourselves, we see that we are not. And are we ever selfish, demanding more from those we care about than we give to them? Are we ever vengeful, quick to get back at others for what they did to us? Are we quick to anger? If they do that annoying behavior to us again, maybe we snap back at them. Do we hold a grudge, remembering that nasty thing they did to us and holding it against them when they accuse us of wrongdoing? Are we quick to find fault, picking on those imperfections we see in them to make ourselves feel better about our own? We could go on, but I think we get the point. Not a very lovable description, is it? And it gets even worse when we consider our actions toward God. Listen to some descriptions of us sinners from Scripture, from Matthew. Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual sins, thefts, false testimonies, and blasphemies. From Colossians, and you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. From Matthew again, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And from Daniel, for we have rebelled against him. Murderers, adulterers, thieves, blasphemers, hostile to God, doing evil, rebels. These are not attributes of a very lovable person. Not even the puppeteers or the writers of a popular children's show could make someone described like this lovable. No, when we look at ourselves, we must admit we are unlovable. But is that how our God sees us? To find out, we turn to our text for today from the 103rd Psalm, verses 8 through 14. We read, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He will not always accuse. He will not keep his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. He does not repay us according to our guilty deeds. Yes, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so powerful is his mercy toward those who fear him. As distant as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our rebellious acts from him, from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." If you paid attention to the descriptions of us in our text, We're not described much differently than the previous list I shared from Scripture. Phrases in our text like, treat us as our sins deserve, guilty deeds, and rebellious acts paint an unlovable picture. But it is not the descriptions of us that I want you to focus on in these verses. It is the descriptions of our Lord, one in particular, gracious. Grace means undeserved love. So gracious is an adjective meaning showing undeserved love. And that's a perfect picture of our Lord and Savior. Loving the unlovable, which is what Christ does, fits the very definition of gracious. Our text states that how our Lord treats us is so very different than how we often treat those we love. Remember that list? Quick to anger, finding fault, holding grudges, being vengeful. Instead, listen again to the descriptions of our Lord from the text. He is slow to anger. He will not always accuse. He will not keep his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our guilty deeds. Why is he like this toward us? Not because of anything in us. Remember, we are unlovable. If lovable means deserving love and affection, then unlovable means not deserving love and affection. Should we expect God's love? Certainly not. But he gives it to us anyway. Paul puts it very clearly and simply in the letter to the Romans, chapter 5. But God shows his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, he died for us. Think of it. While we were still horrible sinners, undeserving of God's love, Christ died for us. Christ took our place and endured the punishment that we were supposed to endure because he knew that we would be condemned forever if he didn't. The ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate act of love. The results of that love are beautifully described in our text. His mercy is as high as the heavens are above the earth. Can anyone quantify the height of the heavens or the universe? So can God's love not be quantified. He has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. East and west are in opposite directions and go on in opposite directions infinitely. So far has God separated us from our sins. And then it describes the love of a father toward his children to his love for us. It is clear, because of the graciousness of Christ, we are no longer unlovable, but beloved. Jesus echoed this description of fatherly love, describing his gracious nature in his parable of the prodigal son. You know it well. After a son demands from his father his inheritance early, he goes out and wastes it all in a selfish, pleasure-seeking spending spree. When he comes back and confesses his sin to his father, and asked to be taken back not as a son, but a servant, he finds his father had been waiting for him. His father puts his arm around him, kisses him, and graciously reinstates him as his son. His words from the parable, "This son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." That's God's grace toward us. We are unlovable, rebellious sinners. He is our gracious Father and Lord, who sent his gracious Son to die for us lost sinners, the greatest act of love. Now we are his beloved. Back to that list of unlovable characteristics of ours. Instead of dwelling on that description, fill your thoughts with the amazing description and characteristics of our Lord. Compassionate, gracious, powerful, boundless mercy, slow to anger, compassion like a father to his children. And after you've filled your hearts and minds with God's love, don't stop there. Use the grace and compassion that Christ has shown you to move you to show others that same love. For Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another just as I have loved you, so also you are to love one another." Remember, we are no longer unlovable. Our gracious Savior has made us beloved. We close this morning with hymn 700, verses 1 and 2. 700, verses 1 and 2.